A few months ago, classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz talked about a little-known American pianist named George Copland, who made few recordings. None of them were in print. Now the picture has changed. The British label Pearl has just released a 2-CD set of Copland's complete Victor recordings from the 1930s, plus excerpts from his last live concert. Here's Lloyd's review.
Talk about serendipity. George Copland was an American pianist whose rare recordings I'd loved for years. The person who triggered my recent piece about him on Fresh Air was a friend who was curious if I'd ever heard of him. Copland had been a friend of his family. He'd even given my friend a few piano lessons. Then after the broadcast, I got a note from a listener in Memphis thanking me for explaining the mysterious figure on an old concert poster he'd found years ago at a garage sale. I also got a call from another friend who knew someone who was working on a new George Copland album. That album has just been released. The liner notes on it by Charles Timbrell tell me more about Copland than I'd ever known before. That, for instance, he had toured with Isadora Duncan, accompanying her dancers and playing piano solos. That Copland had played the world premiere of 2 Debussy etudes, and that he was playing the first American performances of Debussy as early as 1905. And who but Copland would have insisted on placing the microphones under his piano to capture the particularly diaphanous quality of Debussy's prelude, Veils? Debussy once said to him, "It is not my habit to pay compliments, but I wish to say, Mr. Copland, that I never thought to hear my music played as well as that in my lifetime." This is the opening of Copland's own insinuating transcription of Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. Copland's wealthy Boston father was opposed to his son's musical career, but his Spanish mother encouraged it, which helps explain Copland's devotion to Baroque and modern Spanish music. This generous new album includes the expected variety of French, Spanish, and Latin American composers recorded in the 1930s, but there are also some happy surprises, such as this breathless Bach Passapiede. I especially cherish the chance to hear Copland perform live on never-previously-issued recordings of a 1964 concert. In fact, his very last, at Yale, when he was 82 years old. He died at 89. I had no idea these recordings existed. He was still playing with his singular, instantly identifiable combination of delicacy and power. The exquisite touch, his trademark, teasing rhythms and captivating phrasing that critics were already praising before the turn of the century, were all still there, more than half a century later.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new 2-CD set of piano recordings by George Copeland on the Pearl label.